Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Morning Mindset, a daily dose of practical wit and wisdom with a professional educator and trainer, Amazon best-selling author, United States Marine, television and radio host, Paul G. Markle. Each episode will focus on positive and productive ways to strengthen your mindset and help you improve your relationships, career goals, and overall well-being. Please welcome your host, Paul G. Markle.
Hello to all my people out there, and welcome to another Morning Mindset podcast. Thank you very much for joining me, for sharing, for listening, for being out there. And, I tell you what, I don't know what kind of life you're living right now, where you are, but I'm living a good life. I don't have to deal with the pandemic on a daily basis. I go about my business. I do what I need to do. I record material. And I do writing. I am a writer. So I spend time writing and I spend time recording. And I don't have to spend a lot of time dealing with the hysteria going on in the world right now. But every once in a while, we have to go into town. That's a country thing to say. If you've never lived in the country, you really don't know what it's like to use that phrase, but we have to go into town to get supplies with, you know, groceries and things like that. So my wife and I went into town here a couple of days ago. And like I said, I don't have to see people panicking. The people that live around me are not panic people. They're just living their lives. But I went into town. And we went to the store, we went to a couple of different stores, and we saw people with face masks on. Now, the jury is out as to whether a cloth homemade face mask is going to do any good against a virus anyway. But let's just say for the sake of the matter that it would be possible for you to stop a virus from getting into your body by taking an old piece of t-shirt and stretching it across your face. I don't think that's the case, but let's just say it is. What I saw was not everyone, just some people, because here where I live, we aren't commanded to do anything. It's more of a suggestion. Folks with these masks on their faces with nothing covering their eyes. You say, but Paul, a virus can't get into your body through your eyes. Actually it can. You say, well, Paul, a virus can't get into your body if you have a mask on. Well, maybe it would help if it wasn't pulled down under your nose. And people are wearing these homemade masks, but they get hot and it's hard to breathe, so they pull them down under their nose. And you say, okay, fine, what's wrong with that? Well, if your goal is to try and keep the virus out of your body when you're in public around other humans, pulling the mask down underneath your nose is not going to help. What I saw was a bunch of people essentially exhibiting the Me Too mentality. Now, if you've ever been involved in the medical field or if you've ever been around hospitals or medical facilities, you understand sterility protocols and contamination protocols and so forth, how they prevent cross-contamination and how they attempt to maintain a sterile environment. And in order to maintain a sterile environment, you have to have very strict protocols. You have to, you know, the protective gear, the personal protective gear, the masks and gloves and gowns and hats and eye protection and all that, that is important. And it's important to do it the right way. When these people, like for instance, I used to work in a hospital, if they thought they were going to be in a room, if the staff thought they were going to be in a room with an infected person or an infectious person, they had very strict protocols that they had to go through to remove their gloves, for instance. You remove the gloves by pulling them from the wrist, turning them inside out onto each other so that your skin never comes in contact with what was on the outside of the glove. It's a very specific way to do it. You don't walk around with the gloves on your hands that were potentially touching the infection and then go touch everything else that you're going to touch. I see people with rubber gloves on or latex gloves or whatever, these non-latex gloves, and they're touching the carts, they're touching this, they're touching their women touching the carts with the gloves on, and then they open their purse and they reach in their purse and they're fiddling around in their purse with their gloves. Now, if the purpose of the gloves is to keep the germs off of your body, you're transferring the germs directly to women, to the inside of your purse and the contents of that. So let's say you take the gloves off and you throw them away later. Everything germy is now all over the inside of your purse. Same thing goes with driving. People are driving down the street with masks on and gloves on. If you touched germs and then you got in your car and touched your steering wheel, you just put them on the steering wheel. You put them on the inside of the car. Ladies and gentlemen, there's not doing any good. If they really, really, really are afraid of the virus, stay home. Don't go to Walmart or the grocery store or the gas station or whatever. Stay home. But what I'm seeing is this Me Too mentality, this I'm participating mentality. And you say, Paul, isn't it better to do something than nothing? Sometimes doing something is the equivalent to doing nothing. And all you're doing is just basically following along with the herd. You say, all right, what's your point? The point is, if you're going to lead a positive and productive life and be a useful, productive member of society, merely, simply following along with the herd is not going to cut it. I saw a situation. It was right before we left Salt Lake City. Someone had a face mask on. They were walking down the street. But they had a large, I don't know if it was 7-Eleven or a McDonald's cup. It was a large sippy cup with a straw. Well, what can't you do when you have one of these face masks on? You can't drink through the straw, right? So this person was an innovative individual, and they had cut a hole in the middle of the mask so they could stick the straw through and drink through the straw. Yes. Yes. Do I have to explain to you that you just destroyed the effectiveness of the face mask? Absolutely. Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're really afraid of the bug, if you're really afraid of the virus, if you have a compromised immune system or whatever, stay home. Don't worry about making a mask out of an old t-shirt or a sock or whatever. Just stay home. Stay away from other people. But if you're going to go out, this nonsense, this Me Too mentality, it is ridiculous. That's not how we grow. That's not how we exist as a productive society, by just following along with the herd blindly. And I see too much blind following right now in our world. And I would hope that my audience is not participating in this blind. Think with your brain. You know, exercise some thought. And that's what what we see with these people wearing masks. But, well, and if you go out, if you're one of those people like me that has to go into town to get supplies once in a while, and you watch them, you know, they're standing around, and then they pull the mask down under their chin and talk, and then they pull it back up. What did you just accomplish? Well, what do you mean? What you accomplished nothing. You're not keeping yourself sterile. You're not keeping yourself germ-free in that way, manner. You're better off to just stay away from people and stop touching stuff. So avoid the Me Too mentality. You really should be better than that. I would hope that the people in my audience are better than that. And I'm not trying to be sarcastic, and I'm not trying to be mean, but the fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes people just follow along like they mimic like chimpanzees, and it's ridiculous, and it needs to stop. That's my two cents, yes, indeed, and that's why you're here. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for being a part of the audience. Thank you to everyone who bought the Fighting Fitness book. If you didn't, or not, sorry, not the Fighting Fitness. Fighting solves everything. Fighting Fitness is something else we do. The Fighting Fitness, I keep saying it. Fighting Solves Everything, or the Morning Mindset book, a 30-day plan to a more positive and productive life. If you have somebody in your life that is a recently graduating senior, they're just getting out on their own, maybe they're starting college in the fall, maybe it's just you. Maybe you just changed jobs, or you're thinking about changing jobs, or get the book. It's available as a Kindle version. It's available as a paperback version. It's called Morning Mindset, a 30-day plan for a more positive and productive life. Yes, indeed. It's available on Amazon and Kindle right now. All right, guys. Thank you very much for supporting the program. I am your host, Paul Markle. I'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you for spending time with us today. To get show notes, submit a topic request, and for more from your host, Paul G. Markle, visit morningmindsetpodcast.com. That's morningmindsetpodcast.com. Please leave a review for this podcast on your favorite podcast player. We appreciate your time and effort, and we look forward to reading your honest feedback.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.